The holding cell reeks of bleach and old sweat. Cold air seeps through the cinder block, raising goose flesh on your forearms as you smooth the plea papers on the bolted steel table. Micah sits across from you with his wrists cuffed. He rocks in tight little motions, eyes darting to the door like someone is supposed to come get him. He can answer simple questions, but his understanding is closer to a young child than an adult. The prosecutor's plea offer is in front of you, and it expires today. If Micah pleads guilty to manslaughter, he serves 2 years. If you go to trial for murder on Monday, the evidence is mostly circumstantial. Still, the local judge is known for harsh sentences. If Micah is convicted, he will almost certainly get life. Micah swallows hard. I didn't do it. I just want to go home. You could slide the pen to him and say, sign this, and you can go home. You know he will grab that word home and miss the part where home is still 2 years away behind razor wire. Or you can slow down and explain plainly that signing means admitting guilt and going to a violent state prison. You can already picture the panic, the refusal, and the clock pushing him toward a trial that could bury him. On the other side of the reinforced glass, Omar taps his watch. 5 minutes. How do you respond?